With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Supporters of a bill to create a so-called Montana Paycheck Transparency Act say it will help make sure men and women are paid equally for doing equal work. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Diane Sands, a Missoula Democrat, introduced Senate Bill 217 Wednesday morning in the state Senate.
The issue of paycheck equity is a very serious matter for all Montanans, men and women both, for our families, and this bill tries to address a part of that problem.
Sands' bill comes out of Governor Steve Bullock's Equal Pay for Equal Work Task Force, which was originally created in 2013. Similar legislation to create a Paycheck Transparency Act failed during the last legislative session. According to the governor's task force, women earn 67% of men's median earnings in Montana, ranking the state 39th in the nation for gender pay equity. That rate is reportedly higher for women who are in the workforce full-time. Commissioner of Montana's Department of Labor and Industry, Pam Busey, who also served as co-chair for the governor's task force, testified before lawmakers in support of the bill. She says while the state does have laws making it illegal for employers to pay people differently based on gender, the proposed legislation would help close the wage gap between men and women.
By prohibiting employers from retaliating against their labor force for sharing their own wage, salary, and benefit information, studies have shown that jobs with greater pay transparency corresponded to greater rates of pay equity.
But some Senate committee members expressed concern that the bill would create additional ways for employees who are unhappy with their pay to sue their employers regardless of their value as a worker. The Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's House Judiciary Committee heard impassioned testimony today from both sides of a new bill to extend non-discrimination protections for gays, lesbians, and transgender people across Montana. Here's bill sponsor Kelly McCarthy, a Democrat from Billings.
Y'all should have the same rights and privileges under law. So that's currently not in there. This bill would actually fix that for the state of Montana.
Some opponents, like Jeff Leslaffy, president of Montana Family Foundation, say this legislation is unnecessary.
The bill's premise is that people are targeted because of their sexual orientation or gender identity and therefore are in need of special protection. Fortunately, that premise is false.
Several advocates recounted incidents of discrimination because of their sexual orientation, while some opponents countered with testimony that the proposed law would impinge on their religious expression. Here's McCarthy in response.
And I don't know that discrimination is a privilege that is worth defending.
Despite prior defeats, proponents this time argue that extending protections would be good for business. They cited last year's controversy in North Carolina as an example of the business ramifications. The Tar Heel State found itself under fire when it passed a law prohibiting legal protections for LGBT people. Northwestern Energy says technical issues with meter reading equipment led some customers southeast of Helena to be underbilled in January, leaving the balance to be added to February's bills. Northwestern says it was unable to read meters in Townsend, Tustin, Radersburg, and White Sulphur Springs in January and sent bills based on estimated usage. February bills reflect the actual consumption. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
I'm Nate Hedgie. The vote that would confirm Representative Ryan Zinke as the next Interior Secretary could come as late as early March, says Senator John Tester. On a phone call Wednesday with Montana newspapers and media groups, the Democrats said if the vote doesn't come this week, it will have to come the week after next, as senators and representatives visit their home states next week.
I believe he will get confirmed once that hits the floor. I've talked to a number of Democrats that are, of course, going to support him, and so I don't think he's going to have any problem getting confirmation. It's just a matter of getting floor time to get it done.
Representative Zinke was unavailable for comment. Tester will hold an online town hall meeting on Facebook Live tonight at 6:30. More information is available on our website, mtpr.org. Lawmakers in Helena are considering a bill that would supersede federal law for any future ban on firearms and magazines. Here's Freddie Monadas with your legislative update.
Senate Bill 99 would create the Montana Federal Firearm and Magazine Ban Enforcement Prohibition Act. The bill would force local law enforcement agencies in Montana to ignore federal bans on firearms. Republican Senator Kerry Smith is a sponsor of the bill.
The jobs that our law enforcement folks are hired to do is not to enforce federal laws as much as it is to take and protect us and do the will that we give them. We are their employers.
Co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network, Rachel Carroll Rivas, opposes the bill.
It furthers the effort for nullification of our federal laws, putting at odds our state and federal governments.
This was the Senate Judiciary's first hearing of the bill.
A bill in the Montana legislature would ask voters to decide whether the Montana Constitution should establish hunting, fishing, and trapping as, quote, a right essential to pursuing life's basic necessities, unquote. Here's Cole Grant with your legislative update.
Senate Bill 236 would also add that fish and wildlife management and conservation efforts would have to be done for scientific reasons, and whenever possible, public hunting would be given priority to help control fish and wildlife populations. Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls is carrying the bill.
We're safeguarding the right to hunt, fish, and trap while simultaneously allowing statutes that govern the management of wildlife for sustainability of the resource.
Democratic Senator Jill Cohenour of East Helena says Montana already protects the heritage of hunting.
We have the ability to do this already in our state constitution. We don't need to add it as a paramount right that now could never be changed.
The Senate Fish and Game Committee will hear the bill Thursday afternoon.
That was Cole Grant. Montana officials are asking state lawmakers to approve $11.5 million in state and federal funds over the next 2 years to fight aquatic invasive species. Yesterday, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Martha Williams told a budget panel the money would be used to protect the state's dams, irrigation, and infrastructure. The department recently announced the creation of an Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau in response to the larvae of invasive zebra mussels being found in Tiber Reservoir last fall and suspected in other parts of the state. Department of Natural Resources Director John Tubbs says the goal is for half the funding to come from the federal government. A Montana legislator is seeking to impose price controls on hospitals and place them under the authority of the state's Public Service Commission. Democratic Representative Tom Woods of Bozeman asserts that hospitals now have a virtual monopoly. He wants the PSC to review any increases in pricing. As expected, the Montana Hospital Association is pushing back against the bill. Governor Steve Bullock has allowed a legislative spending bill to become law after the state House and Senate rejected his recommended cuts. The so-called feed bill appropriates $11.5 million to pay for the operations of the 90-day legislative session. It is the first bill the legislature passed this year. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.